PEAWANUCK, Anishinaabe Aski Police Service and the Office of the Fire Marshal are investigating the house fire that killed a child in Pewanik this weekend. The fire happened around 8:40 p.m. on January 28. A 10-year-old girl was killed and 9 other people were left homeless, with the family currently living in the Weenusk First Nation Band office. Pewanik is a remote community about 30 kilometers south of Hudson's Bay. Since the blaze, communities along the James Bay coast and beyond have been pulling together to support the Wabano family. See. Support pouring in after fatal fire in Pewanik. Anishinaabe Aski Police Service, NAPS, DET. INSPE. Brad Duce said the investigation is still in the early stages and more information will be available soon. NAPS, Northeast Crime Unit, as well as investigators with the Office of the Fire Marshal have been engaged and are currently in the community conducting the investigation, said Duce in an email. Indigenous Services Canada, ISC, learned about the fire on January 29. It's working with Winnebago Area Health Authority, WAHA, Orange Air Ambulance, Mushkagawik Tribal Council, Payukoteno Child and Family Services to coordinate healthcare workers and mental health supports for the community, said ISC spokesperson Nicholas Moquin in a statement. Related. Girl dies in Pewanik house fire. MP. Orange provided medical transportation for people requiring additional treatment. An additional nurse also arrived in the community yesterday, January 30th. To help with the increased number of people needing help at the nursing station, according to ISC. People requiring help in the wake of the tragedy can call a 24-hour crisis line at 1-866-925-4419. WAHA also has a team of mental health workers on the ground in the community. ISC recognizes that incidents like this profoundly impact the entire community. Our thoughts are with all community members, particularly with family members and First Nation leaders who worked so hard to respond to this tragic event. We will continue to provide support to the community in critical fire safety prevention, education and protection work, said Moquin. The incident has brought to light the lack of firefighting equipment available in Pewanik and other remote communities and the challenges they face when a fire occurs. ISC and the Assembly of First Nations are also working together to finalize a new fire protection strategy, the goal of which is to better inform program and policy decision-making and guide federal investments to promote fire protection on reserves and to reduce the risk of fire-related deaths and injuries, as well as infrastructure losses, reads the statement. The new First Nations fire protection strategy between ISC and the Assembly of First Nations is in the process of being finalized. But a resolution from the AFN's General Assembly in July calls for funding, education and infrastructure improvements for First Nations communities. Mushkagawik Grand Chief Allison Linklater has also issued a statement on the tragedy. Words cannot come close to describing the loss of such a young family member. Most of us can only imagine losing a child so bright and loving, she said. For 10 years we were blessed to have such a smart and thoughtful person to inspire us to do well for ourselves and those we love. You will remain in the hearts of all Omushkigo forever.